we're going to talk about when baby Jesus was born. And who was the first to find out that baby Jesus was born besides Mary and Joseph? It was the shepherds. And we can imagine how surprised Joseph was when it was the middle of the night and Mary was asleep and baby Jesus was asleep and he heard somebody knocking on his door. And somebody saying, is there a baby inside? Knocking and knocking. And so he lifted the latch and he looked outside the door. And there was this group of men and boys standing there with their hats in their hands. And they looked sort of embarrassed and they looked sort of excited. And he thought, what in the world? They smell like shepherds. They look like shepherds. What are they doing here? And they said, we're sorry to disturb you, sir, but we wonder if there's a baby sleeping inside this stable. And Joseph was very surprised. How would they know this? And the oldest shepherd could see how confused Joseph looked, so he thought, I better explain. And he said to Joseph, we're shepherds from outside of Bethlehem, and we walked all the way into town tonight because a really strange thing happened to us. We had our sheep all settled, our goats were all asleep for the night, and suddenly the sky became really bright, so bright we had to hide our faces on the ground because our eyes were hurting. And then we heard a voice, and the voice said, don't be afraid. I have really happy news for you and for lots of people. The Messiah, the Savior, is born today in Bethlehem. And the shepherd said, we think it might have been the voice of an angel. It didn't sound like a voice we'd ever heard before, but we could understand it. And after the voice spoke, we heard the most beautiful singing. And so we thought we better hurry right into Bethlehem to see what the angels were talking about. So we're sorry if our story seems a little unusual or strange, if it doesn't make sense, but we just wonder if by any chance is there a baby sleeping inside this stable. And Joseph said, your story is not strange. I myself have been told by an angel not to be afraid. There is a baby sleeping right here in this stable, and if you would like to come tiptoeing inside very quietly, you may see the baby. And so that's what they did. They came in as quietly as they could, and they looked into the manger. Some of them knelt down, and some of them looked over the shoulders of the others, and there was that little tiny face, and they thought, oh, the Savior, how can this be that the Savior is born here in Bethlehem? But they could still hear that sound of angels singing. And so they knew it must be true. They left the stable and went back to the hills in Bethlehem, telling everybody they met the exciting and wonderful things that they had seen. And 8 days after that, Mary and Joseph had a special ceremony where they gave Jesus his name, officially gave him the name Jesus, just as the angel had told them to do. So we're going to say a little prayer now before you go to Sunday school, okay? Dear God, angels sang at the birth of Jesus. And shepherds ran from the hills to see this wonderful, amazing thing. Mary and Joseph gave their tender care. And now today it is our joy to love and worship the child Jesus as well. We give you thanks for showing us your great love through this birth. Amen.